Participatory spirituality. Just hear those words. Participatory spirituality. Something that I have been called on to explore. And I don't know how to do that. The words themselves are almost like too much to get my mouth around, much less trying to spell them. What does it mean in me to hear those words? And what do they mean to you when I speak these words? Do they turn you right off? Or open up different directions of curiosity? Right now, I don't know what to say about any of that. Yeah, that's where I am. I don't know how to participate in that dialogue. With that kind of exploration. I don't know how to engage with. Yeah, those the word. I don't know how to engage with. How to participate in. How to be with. How to engage with you with. How to engage with life around me. And yet, I do. Every moment of my day, I am engaging with everything I see and feel and hear in some way. I just want to appreciate that. I am engaged with life around me, whether I like it or not. So it's not even an issue. I don't know how to engage. I have to accept that I am engaged with life. And perhaps I could notice how that is when I am engaging with you right now. With myself right now. With the computer moving and ticking away with time and moments and space. Yeah, as I notice that, I'm beginning to breathe more fully. My hands are resting in my thighs, gently rubbing my thighs as though I'm touching myself in a kind of friendly, nurturing way of engaging with me. My skin touching my material on my thighs, the texture of skin and material and hands. That's engaging. And I can feel it as being delightful, gentle, warm. And I begin to feel my breathing more deeply and more expansively. and I can feel my shoulders and my chest wanting more space inside themselves. As I become more present to myself, as I am aware that I am engaging with what's happening around me in this particular way of sitting, feeling the urge to speak something, feeling the okayness of not knowing what it is that will actually be said or shared right now. And my hands are out and my palms are out and alive to the experience and expression of this engagement. Holding the space in some way to feel my openness of engagement. I'm participating in life in this engagement way. And I'm realizing it, my human consciousness are aware of this experience in myself. Aware enough to give it the space, so I'm choosing my awareness to be aware and to allow it, the experience of me in me, to have the space it needs to feel its engagement with life right now. Feeling all those connections that are happening between my senses and everything around me. I can feel my feet on the floor. I can feel the support of my chair. I can feel the air outside of me and around me, the day, the expanded weather out there in the depths of the January winter. It's all there. And I'm allowing it to be felt inside me. So my sensory awareness of life around me is there. It's happening. I didn't notice this happening. It's engaging with me anyways, back and forth. But I am pausing to allow my awareness to take in the experience of the pleasure of being engaged with something. Something is happening, connecting me, connecting to it, connecting back to me, and expanding more in me above the whole experience of life around me. That's less love. That's loving. That's being with. And pausing to appreciate that I am being with something. Something outside of myself. Aliving something in me in some way. That's the activity of awareness. It's also the activity of loving, not just of myself, but loving that which is out there around me, touching me in some way, so that we are interacting with one another. And I'm not making anything of it, interpreting it in any way. I am pausing to appreciate this experience of the happening that's happening between you and life around me. Perhaps that sense of you that I don't even know who's listening to this, but the whole dimension of life way over here expanding me, way beyond I know. I'm a part of it, it's a part of me, and somehow I know that, and my body is actually appreciating that. In this experience inside of me, that's my uniqueness. Something is happening between me and life around me, for want of better words, life. It could be the chair, it could be the texture of the material, it could be the smell of the air, or the sound of the outside world. Something is happening. And I am pausing to take that in so that my body can be nourished by that. Yes, that's a strange word, it's kind of a surprise. By pausing and letting just that simple experience of connection nurture my life. Yeah, I can feel my hands moving into my chest, to my breast, to my nipples. To the parts of me that are loving and wanting to hold on to, not tightly, but gently, loving me, loving the experience of touch and being touched by my hands that are kind of independent of my familiar consciousness. I'm not doing anything with my hands. I'm aware my hands are moving on their own. And so they have their own kind of sense of how they want to be independent of me. That's quite something, to have a sense of my hands engaging with me in this way that is essentially nourishing of my life and my connection to texture, palms of my hands, my fingers. The intention or the feel of my hands are holding me, nurturing me, allowing me to be even more aware of that texture of life around me through my hands and feeling safe and appreciative in me of being touched in this way. Not only by my hands, but the feeling of atmosphere of life around me, the whole of it in some way. So I'm just taking that in. This is my first encounter with this expression, participatory spirituality. This is what's coming in me in these few minutes, to say what comes in the not knowing and then realizing I may not know, but something in me knows how that is for me to be engaged with myself and life around me in this way. And just stopping to appreciate. I'm having an experience of life that's participating with life, that's engaging with life, and it's good. And I just want to repeat that. The realization and also the feel that this is good. This is satisfying. This feels real. And as I say these words, I can feel my feet on the floor, my back against the chair, my whole presence is even more present in my consciousness for doing it this way. That is it for now.